The Cactus League and the cities that hosted are asking Major League Baseball to delay spring training. Games are currently scheduled to start on February 27th, but officials point out Maricopa County has one of the highest COVID-19 infection rates in the country, and they believe it is wise to delay the start of the season to let the situation here improve. In a letter to MLB, the head of the Cactus League, six Valley mayors, two city managers, and the president of the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community cite modeling from the University of Washington that shows a steep drop in infections in Arizona in mid-March relative to mid-February. To find out more, our co-host Mark Brody spoke with Bridget Binsbacher, executive director of the Cactus League.
So let me ask you, first off, what prompted you and the mayors and the other municipal officials to write the letter to MLB?
Well, we've been working together as part of a task force with all of our city leaders and other stakeholders to work on this plan to prepare for spring training. And so, you know, some articles had come out that spring training was going to be starting on time, and that raised a lot of questions that had been finalized. And throughout the discussions with our city leaders, we had an opportunity to meet with Major League Baseball to ask questions, clarify, and raise our concerns. And as part of that discussion with just our city leaders, who are also members of that task force, you know, the concept of delaying the season came up and how beneficial that could be in light of the current COVID-19 situation in Arizona. So really, I think what inspired it was just the current situation with the pandemic in Arizona. And we, you know, had been talking about it in our previous meetings that it was going to get worse before it got better. And this is something that we were going to have to work through, and the timing of finalizing our plan and determining what our occupancy or how exactly we were going to host spring training and potentially bring fans into the stands was of concern in the current COVID environment.
Right. Now, you say that you and the cities are prepared to host the Cactus League in a manner that is safe for everybody. Is it a matter of if you have to do it next month, you can do it, but it won't be ideal and it might be better if you could postpone it by a few weeks?
Well, I think it just obviously the trends are now moving the right direction. Even since we, you know, crafted this letter, we've seen an improvement in the numbers. And with more time, whether it's a day or a week or several weeks, the situation improves and becomes more manageable. But all of the work that's gone into preparing for spring training with our facilities, with our city leaders, we've worked closely with all of the state and county health officials. We've talked with other sports to see what they've done, what's worked, what the challenges have been. All of our preparation has really positioned us to be ready, you know, to host spring training safely. We believe we can do that on the 27th. We believe we can do that after the 27th. It's just that postponing the season makes sense in light of the current situation. In this environment, you know, who wouldn't want to buy a little more time to host a public event like this? And we've got over 30 of them, you know, in a row over spring training.
Do you have any measure of optimism that MLB and the Players Union will agree to this?
You know, I think it's hard to know, and we don't, you know, our relationship is with MLB, so we communicate primarily with MLB. We don't work directly with the Players Association. So this is, those discussions between MLB and the Players Association are between them, and we're not really privy to the details of that. But again, we just felt it was important to express our support for the potential to postpone the season. And it had come up, some of our members had already talked about it, and the option was being tossed around. So we felt that we should weigh in and say this is what we could support as well.
So are you and are the cities and to an extent the team sort of planning on a dual track here, making sure that if things start on time, you're ready for that, but also maybe at the same time planning for a delay of some amount of time as well?
I think, you know, we're just planning and getting ready to have spring training. We want to be ready for whatever comes our way. And so the Cactus League's goal with this task force and all of these folks coming together was to really create, you know, a base plan across all facilities that's, you know, CDC compliant, supported by the appropriate health authorities. And, you know, within those plans, there may be additional layers for the individual club or facility operation, because they're all unique to one another, but we're trying to create some consistency and a central point of communication and contact for getting a base plan approved.
Have you been given any kind of indication from MLB as to when a final decision will be made on this?
No, that's the, you know, that's the big question that we had raised in that conversation was, you know, can we have a confirmed, you know, outcome as far as if there will be a change to the season and if there will be additional requirements imposed on our facilities, you know, by the end of the month? Is there any target date? And they really, I mean, you know, again, I'm not familiar with the details of that, but it's clear they're not able to commit to a date when that will be finalized. So it is, you know, a very fluid situation, which isn't different than any other industry. I mean, in this COVID environment, you know, we're just all having to do the best we can to work with the circumstances in front of us and, you know, create a safe experience, whatever that might be.
All right. That is Bridget Binsbacher, Executive Director of the Arizona Cactus League Association. Bridget, nice to talk to you again. Thank you.
You too. Take care, Mark. Thank you.